Now back to the Gordon Damer Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh my gosh, do we have enough to do today? Yeah, the number you know, 1-800-919-ESPN. You can find me on Twitter, on Instagram, at Gordon Damer, on TikTok, at Old Man Radio. But most importantly, you can find me right here on your radio until 3 o'clock, along with Joe and Tom. In the words of the former Knick GM, Isaiah Thomas, welcome to the playoffs. Yes, the weekend has begun. The playoffs are here. The Knicks and 76ers tonight. You get the Rangers and the Capitals tomorrow. And I don't mean to be like the old head here, but I will for the time being to kind of relay to the younger fans. Yes, this is what it's supposed to be like. This is what it used to be like, where one day you'd have a Knick game, the next day you'd have a Ranger game. Deep into the late spring, early summer. And hopefully that is going to be the case again this year. Tonight, coverage for Knicks, Sixers, Game 1 right here on your home for Knicks basketball gets underway at 5:30. And forever how long this Knicks playoff run goes, and it has to be a deep one, your home for Knicks basketball every single solitary step of the way is right here on 98.7 FM ESPN New York. And then tomorrow, a little hockey action for the Rangers as they open up their series against the Capitals. Our coverage there will start at 2:30. My man Larry Hardesty will take you right up until that coverage at 2:30. So let's start with the Knicks, and certainly want to hear from the Knicks fans as you get ready for Game 1 tonight at 1-800-919-ESPN. And I think the main theme is you've made it through the appetizer, and now this is the main course. As much fun as we as Knicks fans have had during this regular season, and it has been more fun than any season we've had in a very long time, now is when it really matters. And this year is different. This is completely different. We had our ups, we had our downs. We had moments where we felt like the Knicks could beat anybody in this Eastern Conference. And then due to the injuries and the losing players left and right, where it looked like a horror movie for a while, you had the down moments where you're thinking, can the Knicks hang on to a top six seed? Can the Knicks hang up? Are they going to be forced to play in the play-in? But this year is different because NBA playoff basketball is different. NHL playoff hockey is different. This is when it matters. And why it's different is this is unlike any year Knicks fans have had, I would say, in 25 years. Year one with Tibbs making the playoffs, that was the accomplishment. Just simply getting that team into the playoffs was an accomplishment. Now, did you want to go deeper? Of course. But that was the accomplishment, simply making the playoffs. Last year, winning a playoff series, that was the accomplishment. Did you want to go further? Of course. But that was an accomplishment, winning a playoff series for the first time in forever. But last year, if the Knicks had lost in the opening round, it would have been bad, but it was a 4-5 matchup. This year is different. This year, there are expectations, and rightfully so. And the expectations ain't about winning a first-round playoff series. You're the number two seed. The Knicks have to win this series. There are no ifs, no ands, and certainly no buts. There's no we had injuries. There's no we lost Game 7 on a last-minute tip-in. The Knicks must win this series. That's not all they have to do. That's not the only thing they have to do. But it's the first thing they have to do. And it is non-negotiable. It is final. It is fixed. It is unchangeable. The Knicks must go out and beat the 76ers. They have to go and take care of business and show us that the regular season was not some fluke, which it still kind of feels like, despite watching. Maybe the people weren't watching, but despite the regular season taking forever to play itself out so we can get to the part where it really matters, the playoffs, It's almost like people look at the regular season, well, what the Knicks did, it's nice. It's good, but it's a fluke. Clearly, there's too many people who still do not believe in the Knicks, and that, to me, is fantastic. I don't want, if you didn't believe then, I don't want you now. And the beauty of not wanting you now is because now we're going to show you. Now we're going to prove it to you. And that's what the Knicks have to go do here and beat the 76ers. And I think they will beat the 76ers. Why? Pretty simple. I think they're a better team. They're a better team. The current version of the Knicks against the current version of the 76ers, I don't think it's really all that close. The Knicks are the better team. They have the home court. They've gotten a couple of days here to rest up. They've got Jalen Brunson playing at an MVP level. They got OG back. They had this regular season where they're top 10 in both offensive rating, defensive rating. And I think that they are, I wouldn't say maybe that they're playing at their highest level of the season, but they're a whole lot closer to playing at their highest level of the season than the team they're playing. Because on the other side of things, you have a clearly compromised Joel Embiid. Now, if Embiid was 100%, I would have more concern. But if Embiid was at close to 100%, this wouldn't be the matchup, right? If Embiid was 100% this entire time, the Sixers would be a three. They wouldn't be sitting where they were. They'd be a two seed or a three seed. And I think it's clear by watching him that with Embiid's injury, it's not a case that he had an injury, he got over the injury, and now he's back from the injury. This is a case that he had an injury, he had some time to recover, and now he has no more time. So he has to just kind of go out there and play through it and do the best he can. He's nowhere close to 100%. He's nowhere close to the Joel Embiid where the Sixers, whatever their record was this year when he played 30-8, 32-7, whatever it was. But he has to go now. There is no more time to rest up and hope that he gets closer to 100%. And, you know, I think also, as great as Embiid is, one of the reasons why you have some confidence in this Knicks team in this series is it's not like the Sixers are some team that when the lights shine the brightest, they come out and play their best. I mean, it feels like a running theme every single postseason that the Sixers flamed out in the second round. I don't think that's going to happen this year because they're not going to make the second round. The Knicks have to win this series, and the Knicks will win this series.
Now back to the Gordon Damer Show on 98.7 ESPN.
We are talking about the Knicks and the Sixers game one tonight right here on 98.7 FM ESPN New York with our coverage getting underway at 5:30. And as I said in the open there, my confidence level, very high. I am confident the Knicks will win this series. Now, I don't expect it to be an easy series. I don't think that that's going to be the case. But where my confidence level comes is not just from where the Knicks are at, but also from where the Sixers are at. And I think that there's a better chance that Joel Embiid misses time in this series than he ever plays at 100%. You know, watching him kind of come back from this injury a little bit, and then certainly watching the play-in game the other night, he did not look like the same guy. He's clearly laboring. He's clearly still kind of working his way through that knee injury. And this is not the time to do that, right? Like, if he were ever going to work his way through that knee injury, it would have come by now. You're not going to, I don't think, work your way through it playing in a grueling, deep playoff series, either this series, the next series, at any point. So I don't think he's ever going to be 100%. The Embiid that you got earlier this year, the MVP-level Embiid from last year, I don't think that guy is returning. But where my concern level comes is not really about the series per se as much as it is if for some reason, any reason, the Knicks don't win this series. Because if you lose in the first round and you're the number two seed, that is a complete flop, and that puts you in the dictionary is the definition of a fraud. You cannot be losing an opening round playoff series as a number two seed. And whatever reason you could possibly give would just be an excuse. Well, we had injuries, we did this, we did that. It doesn't matter. And if you were ever to lose, it would take everything good that came from this season and it would put a tinge on it of fraud. And that you don't want to ruin what was a brilliant season, and everything would have to be reevaluated. The roster would have to be reevaluated. The coach would have to be reevaluated. And we would spend the entire offseason where anytime you try to, in a sports radio context, put any positive spin on anything, it would be smacked down with, yeah, but what happened in the playoffs? They got in against an injured Joel Embiid, against the Sixers team that flames out in the second round every single year, and you couldn't even get past them then. So that's where my concern level is the downside if they were ever not to perform in this series against Philadelphia. Now, in terms of concerns that I have, and certainly want to hear from you at 1-800-919-ESPN, I've seen some, well, how are the Knicks going to score when Jalen Brunson is off the floor? If you don't realize by now how Tibbs is going to adjust to that, have you been paying attention? The Tibbs adjustment, if the Knicks are not playing well with Jalen Brunson off the floor, is Brunson's not going to leave the floor. That's the adjustment. It's very simple. Well, every time we take that guy out, we don't play as well. Well, don't take that guy out. So Jalen Brunson, I hope he's enjoyed his couple of days off and he's rested up and he's ready to go. But yeah, he's going to be on the, to me, the X factor in this series, it might sound weird to say this too, is Bogdan Bogdanovic. He's not been great since he came over. I feel like he's starting to trend in the right direction, but we saw last year in a playoff series against the Heat that the Knicks 3-point shooting was abysmal. Now it's been better this year. They've made steps to improve it with DiVincenzo, and OG can certainly hit the corner three as well, but they're kind of staples. If those guys don't play well, well, then you really got problems. Things have really gone awry. Bogdanovic is not somebody that you're necessarily relying on to the level of DiVincenzo or OG, but he's the guy that can kind of come in there and do, and he only does the one thing, right? Like, you're not looking for him for defense or rebounding or passing or any of these things. The reason you got him was for moments like this to kind of improve what was clearly an issue last year and the reason why you lost it in the series against the Heat. All right, 1-800-919-ESPN is the telephone number, 1-800-919-3776. And I want to pull a little surprise on the listeners, on the callers, on everybody. This segment, just so you know, this is a receipt segment. Yes, it's a receipt segment. So, look, I want to hear from the Knicks fans, but you are going on record. I'm going on record, right? Like, if the Knicks, for some reason, were to lose this series, you don't think I'm going to have to hear about it every time I talk about the Knicks in the offseason? So I'm on the record. You're on the record. I want what your prediction is for this Knicks series. If you think they're going to win, well then, all right, we're writing your name down. We're keeping it. We're keeping it on file. We keep files on this show. We don't just hear from people and then it's off into the ether. No, no, no. This is a receipt segment. Just know, this is almost like sports court. You are going on the record. You don't have to put your hand on the Bible. You don't have to swear to anybody. But we are keeping track of what everybody says on this show. And we lock it in. 1-800-919-ESPN is the telephone number. All right, let's start off with Dave is in New Milford. Dave, what's going on, my friend?
Gordon, my man, how's it going? Happy playoff weekend.
Hey, Dave, what's going on, man? What you got?
All right, so first off, I think with Joel Embiid, I don't think he's ready to have a starting caliber center thrown at him for 48 minutes with Hardenstein and Mitchell Robinson. I think that's a key on the defensive end for us. Offensively, we know Brunson is going to do his thing. He's going to get the points. But if we remember from last year, Randle didn't do that much. RJ had a couple games, but not that much. And the guy that I was very disappointed with last year was Emmanuel Quickley. He was nowhere to be found. This year, all three aren't there. So we're going to need OG, DiVincenzo, and one of Bogdan and Miles McBride to hit their open shots. And I think if they do that, and Embiid's not 100%, he's just, you know, having a problem with Mitchell and Hardenstein, I'm going Knicks in six, baby. Let's go Knicks.
All right, Dave is in New Milford. He is on the record. He has been sworn in, and he has Knicks in six. And if I had to make a prediction, I would say Knicks in six as well. Now, you know, it's almost like we have devised it where if you say that it's a 4 or 5 game series, well, that's an easy series, right? If you win in 5 games, that's a pretty quick series. Whereas if you say 6 or 7, that's the delineation of, oh, that's a tough series. I think it's going to be Knicks in six, but I don't think it's going to be nail-biting down to the wire every single game. And I will say this to the Knicks. Win today. Do not go out there and lose today. You go out there, take care of business. On your everything is lined up perfectly. You've had some rest. You're ready to go. The Garden's going to be electric. Do not go out there and put up some stinker today. Do not let me sit down on my couch and see you down by 15 in the second quarter. Do not do that, because that crowd, which is electric and is ready to explode and is 100% behind you, you and I both know if you don't come ready, you will hear it from them, and it can turn quickly. It's super loud, it's super quiet, and then it's super negative. So you better go out there and take care of your business. I don't want to say that today is a must win, but it's like it's almost like a can't look. You cannot go out there and not perform and be ready to go today, because the panic level, oh my God, it'll be like it's a cookbook if you go out there and lose today. 1-800-919-ESPN is the telephone number. Let's go out to Bobby is in Staten Island. Bobby, what's going on, my man?
Hey, Gordon. Morning. How you doing?
Hey, Bobby.
So listen, I'm just a Knicks fan that has been as hyped as he could have been. I mean, I'm 27, but I just never seen this team play like they have ever, even with Melo. I truly believe in this team. My thing that's been just annoying me ever since the Sixers and Heat game, as soon as the Sixers won, I've never seen a 180 on like the NBA, like media just trying to like harsh the Knicks. Like, it just, they make it seem like the Knicks shouldn't be there. So my message is just, I think they're not ready for what's coming, because I really feel like the Knicks are ready. They got this rest. Isaiah Hartenstein, Mitchell Robinson are going to get to Embiid, because those last couple of minutes, Embiid looked out of it. He was just catching breath. He couldn't do it. I think the home field advantage is going to be huge for the Knicks. My thing is, lock the Knicks in for 5, not even for 6. I feel like they're not round to play games. They are in to show them that they have enough trust the process. This is our time to shine. And enough of it. I just had enough of trusting the process. And I'm sorry, Embiid may be a little overrated in my opinion. Because, like, I get it. He's out there. He's a big guy. But he just cannot stay healthy. I've never seen an NBA player just always go in and out. Like, it's just crazy. It's just annoying me. So, like I said, Knicks, go out there, dominate. Show them what you've been all year long. The underdogs. And Jalen, I'm telling you, man, I cannot wait to see you go off in the playoffs. So, lock me in, Knicks for 5, Gordon.
All right, there he is. Bobby's got Knicks in 5. Bobby in Staten Island is on the record. Okay, that's good. I would not go so far as to say that Embiid is overrated. I just think you have a compromised Embiid at this point. It almost feels like, given his injury history, I just don't know if this guy is going to be up for the grind of an NBA playoff series. I certainly don't think he's going to be up for a grind of an NBA playoff run. That's kind of part. Now, if he were 100% healthy, I feel like this would be a closer series and I would be more concerned. But if he were 100% healthy, as I brought up in the beginning, this wouldn't be an opening round playoff series. The Sixers would not have been finding themselves in a play-in situation. They would have been the 2. They would have been the 3. And that's the way it looked like for the first half of the season until Embiid went down. So I feel confident that there's a better chance that Embiid misses time in this series rather than he looks like at any point we get into this series and like, oh my gosh, Joel Embiid looks like vintage Joel Embiid. I just don't think you're going to get that. I wouldn't go so far as to say that he's overrated, but you don't want to put that out into the internet. I don't want to put that out into the world. He's overrated. Oh boy, there we go. You know, so I'm confident. I feel good. I'm ready to roll. Go out and take care of business. And here's the thing. Like, sometimes you want the right thing to win out. It doesn't feel like the right thing wins out in life. I know people believe in karma. Karma doesn't exist. Because take a look at the world. If karma existed, the world would be a far different place. And for the Knicks and for the NBA, it's better if the Knicks do go out there. Just in a sense of what's right and wrong, the Knicks went out there and they do respect the regular season. The Knicks go out there and they play hard throughout the regular season. They're not one of these teams, oh, we're going to rest this guy, we're going to rest that guy. The regular season doesn't matter. Seeding doesn't matter. You should want the Knicks, even if you're not a Knicks fan, even if you have no rooting interest in the series. if you are someone who is sickened by watching load management and watching guys skip games and be out for multiple games at a time for the littlest thing, you should want the Knicks to win this series because they go about things the right way. Let's go out to Leonard is in Staten Island. Leonard, what's going on, my friend?
Hi, Gordon. How are you? I always tell you and Larry I love your show. Listen to you guys every night. You're great.
Thank you.
But, you know, I got Knicks in six, but I disagree with your premise. So,
okay.
Listen, I go back to the 69-70 Knicks, right? Okay. I want to win a championship. Whether they get knocked out in this round or the next round, if they don't win a championship, I don't care. I'm building. And remember, 2-6 were almost the same. You know, we're not like the Celtics were a solid one seed, right? We were barely a second seed. And that's great. I'm happy. But, you know, if we get knocked out, it's not like I'm going to say, oh, my God, it's terrible. We had a great year. We made the playoffs, and we're a player away or so. So your premise that it's such a disappointment.
Oh, no. I completely disagree because you know what's going to happen. If they get knocked out in the first round, then you the organization will have to reevaluate everything. Like, you'll have to reevaluate every piece of the roster and say, well, look, we thought it was this, but it turned out not. The way we judge it, especially in the NBA, maybe more so than in any sport, is how you perform come playoff time.
Yeah, but Gordon, Leon Rose seems to be pretty smart, in spite of what we thought in the beginning, right?
Absolutely.
He sees what he's building here. So they shouldn't say, oh, my God, we lost to the Sixers. We're terrible. No, we're still a player away. I think a healthy Sixers are better than we are. A healthy Sixers.
Well, healthy, yeah, but they're not. Right.
Yeah.
So if you can't beat a limited Sixers team, well, then that shows you that you're not as close to where you want to go as you thought you were.
And you thought that they were based on the
two seed.
Your premise that it's a terrible season.
Leonard, there's no – and thanks for the phone call and thanks for the kind words. Absolutely. If the Knicks – if you're the two seed, and this is not a Knicks-centric point. This is anybody. If you're the two seed and you don't win – in the NFL, an opening round playoff game, if you don't win a playoff series in a sport that plays a series, yes, that's a massive failure. Of course. Of course it is. There's no way around that. And I agree that, yeah, I think that this is building towards a championship. But if you don't take that next step, and it would be one thing like, okay, the Knicks turned out to be the two seed this year, if they had not had any prior... No, they've been building this entire way. So to go from making the playoffs one year, last year winning a playoff series, to taking a step back and getting knocked out in the first round when you thought you made this big step forward with the OG trade and the roster being what it is and all these type of things. If you lose in the opening round, I'm sorry. No ifs, ands, or buts. It is a massive, massive disappointment. And you'll be sitting there watching the rest of the playoffs, the however long you watch them, if you watch them all the way to the finals, if you can't stand to stomach it because your team is out, and you'll be thinking, man, how do we ever get there? Why can't we ever get there? So, yeah, I'm sorry. It's been a great regular season, but like everything else, and even more so in the NBA, because the NBA is where stars win. If you get knocked out in the first round as a two seed, if you're the Knicks, if you're the Heat, if you're the Nuggets, if you're whoever, it's a massive, massive failure.
Now back to the Gordon Damer Show on 98.7 ESPN. Say it with your chest.
I'm taking receipts.
It's a clown show.
Gordon Damer's collecting receipts.
Yeah, it's been a little while since we broke out the imaging, but it's back, people. Yes, we are taking receipts on the Knicks and the Sixers at 1-800-919-ESPN is the telephone number. Very simple. You want to be on the bandwagon, you're on the bandwagon, you're a Knicks fan, you're confident, you know this team is going to win this opening round playoff series. This is the time to state it publicly on a over-the-air radio station like this one, 98.7 FM, ESPN New York. And you can do so at 1-800-919-ESPN. We'll take your name. We will write down your location, and from this point forward, you are going on the record. This is not just something that you just say and it's forgotten about. No, no. Anytime you call any of the future shows, this will be on your, like when you were in school and you got like a detention and it went on your permanent record, we're using the same concept here. Now, that permanent record really didn't matter in the school context, not generally. I don't know what they're doing in the schools now, but this is going to stay on your permanent record in a sports radio context. 1-800-919-ESPN is the telephone number. So one of the real narratives about this series that I've heard from Knicks fans is, people don't believe in the Knicks. People are doubting the Knicks, right? Knicks originally opened up as the underdog in the series. I think that's kind of flipped. It was always very close back and forth. And I guess maybe depending on the sports, I'm not into all the different sports books. Maybe you can still find one where the Sixers are still the favorites. But and a lot of them, the Knicks have now become the slight betting favorites. Here's the thing. And here's why you shouldn't even focus on stupid stuff like that. People are not into the things the way that you're into things. And if you're a Knicks fan, you are there's no casual Knicks fans. Knicks fans are diehard. It's their love. It's their focus. It's their passion. It's their energy. They are deep in, like, there's no casual heroin users. There's no casual Knicks fans. They are hardcore to the core. They are hardcore. So people don't know it like the way you know it. You know all the ins and outs of this organization because you've lived all the ins and outs of this organization. A lot of these people that are speaking about it because they have these prominent media jobs, they fly by night. They just showed up. They don't know it like you know it. So don't worry about, and we saw that with Brunson in the course of the year. Oh, Brunson's not this. He's not that. And Knicks fans have reacted like, what the hell are you talking? Are you watching it? No, they're not. That's the end. No, they're not. They're not watching it like you're watching it because they're not into it like you're into it. You're into every essence, every fiber of the Knicks being. They see it on a TV. They look for a couple of minutes. And then they're on to the next thing. They gotta know a little about a lot. You know a lot about a little. It's a different mindset. It's a different focus. And here's another thing. And this should be like on one of those signs that people hang in their kitchens. Like live, love, and laugh. You should only care about you probably shouldn't care about anybody's opinion anyway. But if you're going to care about anybody's opinion, you should only care about opinions if they're informed opinions. In this day and age of social media, yes, everyone has opinions. We all know that old line. But do they have any idea what the hell they're talking about? There's been a lot of examples this week. Oh my God, has there been a lot of examples this week of people talking about stuff. They have no clue what the hell they're even saying. And they're not only ignorant, they're also arrogant. And that is just a deadly combination. So when people don't believe in the Knicks or people are doubting the Knicks or they're not picking the Knicks, I say fantastic. I don't want you anyway. If you weren't there before, I don't want you now. This is not about winning hearts and minds. The team will win hearts and minds and take them begrudgingly by winning this playoff series and proving that they are the team that we think they are. All right, 1-800-919-ESPN is the telephone number. Let's go out to Brian is in Manhattan. Brian, you're next up on the Gordon Damer Show.
Hey, Gordon. I like unabashed Knicks fan, and I think you're I didn't like what you said before about how the Garden, the fans are going to turn on the team if it doesn't go well. I don't think this Knicks team is anything like teams in the last several years. This is a team that the fans love, and there's a reason why we love them. It's because they put forth effort every game, right down to game 82. This is not a team that's going to get booed if they're missing their threes, because they are going to be doing the little things. So I like the Knicks in 5 or 6. The only thing that gives me pause is I have a lot of respect for Nick Nurse. If Doc was coaching this team, I'd like our chances 100%. Mm-hmm. But I'm shocked they beat the Heat. Speaking of fickle fans, the 76ers fans were booing like crazy in the second quarter. So I think the Sixers could self-destruct. I'm hoping Embiid is not 100%. I always wonder about NBA players and sort of faking it a little bit and then really having more in the bank. But I like the Knicks in 5 or 6. I don't think the games are going to be blowouts. I just love this team, and I think it's very different from teams we've seen in the last 10 years.
Well, and Brian, thanks for the phone call. Yes, it is different. It's good. It's a really good team. To say that this is the best Knicks team of the last 10 years, it's not hard. It's not hard to say this is the best Knicks team of the last 20 years. Yeah, it's pretty easy. Even with that team that won 54 games, it never felt like that team had the ceiling of this team, because that team, it was like a veteran team. You knew kind of what you had. This organization is still on the upswing. There are still moves to be made to improve this group even beyond this season. But first, we have to play this out and see just how does it all match up? How does it all play out in the end? Now, I will say this. It's not an attacking of Knicks fans. Any fan base that's passionate, that passion can turn. So Yankee fans are passionate. Knicks fans are passionate. Ranger fans are passionate. If for whatever reason you're sitting there and it's not going, now I'm not saying if they fall behind by a couple of points early on, people all of a sudden are going to flip on the organization. But if things are not going the way, you've seen it at the Garden 1,000 times. If things are not going the way you want, at first it's super loud and it's super energetic and it's super positive, then it gets a little quiet. And if that negative run continues, you're going to hear the boo birds. They're going to let you know. That's just what that's just the residue of passion. Passion goes both ways. Let's go out to our buddy Spike is in St. Pete. Spike, what's going on?
Well, I'm not going to give you an amount of games because it's irrelevant. I just want to get to four first. You know, okay. I'm going to simplify it. And you know me well enough to know I'm not avoiding the question. The Knicks have played Philadelphia four times, Embiid played one time. The total points, well, the individual points for Philadelphia in each of the games was 79, 73, 96, and 92. I believe the 92 is when Embiid plays. Now, if Embiid played 38, 39 games this year, his average was ridiculous. It was above 30, I believe. So it's not simple math where you say if he plays, you add those points in. He's definitely impeded. You said 70%. I said 50%. It's certainly not 100%. No question about it. And I think that we've gotten the necessary rest. I think Tom Thibodeau's bags under his eyes probably equal Van Gundy's in his primes. Everything's been gone over. Now it's execution. Scott Foster is the crew chief. I could give you a chapter and verse his stats. They'll just bore you. It's meaningless. Be fair for both teams. If we play at an accelerated pace, which everyone's saying, just look at the scores of the games we've been involved with, and if we don't turn the ball over and we control the boards, I'm a broken record. You know me. We all say the same thing, and some nights it's applicable or not. I think we're better 1-8. Embiid, at full strength, is certainly the best player on the floor, and Jalen Brunson's the second best. Those aren't going to determine the outcomes of the games. It's going to be 3-3.
It's about the complementary players and who can step up when you go up against the big players. Absolutely.
Right, and I still haven't been able to quantify the old adage that the reserves, and they change game to game with matchups, of course, play better at home. I guess it's quantifiable, but to me, the reserve, good reserves are good reserve. And, look, I think we're going to beat them. I think we'll get to four first. But the last thing I'll leave you with, and it's always great, we've been together every game this year, you, me, and Larry. The best thing about this is that we'll find out tonight, and tonight's game is the most important game in the series until the closeout game. That they got to win tonight's game. They got to take that game. Otherwise, the whole dialogue changes. You agree?
Yeah, absolutely, Spike, and thanks for the phone call. Yeah, I mean, if you look at these series, when is the time for the road team to steal that game? It's a lot of times it's that first game, right? The Sixers are coming in. They're not rested. They've worked up a sweat. They're just coming off the play-in. They're coming off a big fourth quarter to win that play-in. Knicks have been sitting for a little while. They could maybe come out a little bit flat to start things, and that's the last thing you need. That's the last thing you want. You want the Knicks to go out here tonight, handle your business, show the world. The Garden's going to be rocking and ready to go. Go out there, handle your business, take care of this first game, and then away you go. Then you look about just holding on to home court, and then you go think about going down there and each step along the way. But the first thing, don't let anything sidetrack you from the mission. Don't think about closeout games or down the road or second round playoff. And I'm sure that they will. They will be focused on this game tonight, because this game tonight, as I'm sure the coach tells them all the time, is the only thing that matters right now. Hey, the second annual DiPietro and Rothenberg pregame party is coming up Thursday, May 2nd. Come out to see the live broadcast starting at 6 a.m. from Publicans in Manhasset, just steps away from the Manhasset station on the LIRR, where after the show, the crew will take the train to Citi Field for the matinee game against the Cubs. It's the pregame party with Rick and Dave on Thursday, May 2nd. It's brought to you by Montauk Brewing Company, Come As You Are, and by Zing Zang, America's favorite Bloody Mary brand. Now even easier to enjoy Bloody Mary with their pre-mixed cocktails available in convenient cans and party-sized bottles. Just open, pour, and enjoy. Please, whatever you do, Zing Zang responsibly.
Now back to the Gordon Damer Show on 98.7 ESPN.
Francisco Alvarez, yes, is going to the 15-day IL with a left thumb sprain, as that was one of the negatives of that win last night, taking down Yamamoto and the Dodgers, was Alvarez rounding first base on a double. At first, I kind of thought that he injured like his ankle or something about his leg, but then when you watch the replay, kind of caught himself and the weight kind of came down on that thumb, so he's going to be sidelined for a little bit, but hopefully not much longer than a couple of weeks, and the Mets can kind of keep rolling, as they certainly have, and turn things around. Boy, oh boy, that bandwagon is filled back up very quickly. It was barren after 0-5. It was rock bottom. It was the season's over, and all of a sudden they win some games and things are looking a whole lot different a couple of weeks in. All right, it is the Gordon Damer Show. It is 98.7 FM ESPN New York. 1-800-919-ESPN is the telephone number. We've been talking a lot about the Knicks and that caller that brought up before. Well, if the Knicks lose in the opening round, it's not a disaster. It's been a great season. Absolutely, 100% no. Wrong. We live in the real world. Maybe in some vacuum, right? If you can kind of almost look at the prism of the last 20 years, well, it's certainly a whole lot better than it's been, and they're still on the upswing, but we live in reality. We know how this works. And he was saying about, well, Leon Rose has done a really good job, and he's been a whole lot better than we thought. Absolutely true. He's been fantastic, and he's done a great job building this team. And you do have to kind of trust their judgment. But what happened, the Knicks are going to make a big move at some point, right? And the beauty of the now and how they've played is not just that they're winning and it's great and it makes you feel good about the direction of the organization, but it buys the organization time so that they don't feel pressure to force a big move. That's why the success they had in that first season right away was so important. Because we've seen other people running the show, and when there's not success right away, people are sitting back, well, what are we doing here? And they end up forcing a big move, forcing a big trade. Not just the Knicks, other organizations do this all the time. You got to do something. And I don't want to see the Knicks flame out in this opening round, because that makes it more likely, well, when they go into the offseason, you've been talking for 3-4 years now about eventually landing another superstar or landing a superstar to play along Jalen Brunson. If you flame out in the first round, that speeds up the timeline to go out there and force that move, and I don't want to see that. So if you lose in the opening round as a 2-seed, it's always a disaster, but I don't like what the offshoots of that could be for this Knicks organization. All right, let's squeeze in a couple more calls here. We're taking receipts. You're going on the record, people. We're writing it down. We're keeping names. We're keeping locations, everything. It's like an FBI file. Let's go out to Billy is in Livingston. Billy, what's going on, man?
Hey, great show. Thanks for taking my phone call. Hey, years old, have you know, the Knicks, as a longtime suffering Knicks fan, I'd have to say that the Sixers have some talent. Embiid, you know, maybe has the advantage. But outside of the five spot, the one, the two, the four, the Knicks have the advantage. And the bench superior. So I don't know why we're getting all an uproar with the Sixers.
Well, I think that you look at the Sixers, and Billy, thanks for the phone call, is that, you know, between Maxey and they have some nice complimentary pieces as well. Kyle Lowry has tormented the Knicks for forever. I can see Kelly Oubre Jr. having a big series in this one. They got some guys that can shoot from the outside. You saw Batum the other night. Buddy Hield could certainly cause you some problems. Wouldn't shock me at all. They're a talented team, and they're one version of the team if Joel Embiid is Joel Embiid, but right now he's not. So I think a lot of people, it's like anything else. When we get into a season or we get into a playoff run, everybody looks at a team and they think of what the best version of that team can be. And generally, we don't look at what the weaknesses are of the team or what the downsides are of the team. The best version of the Sixers is a great team if Joel Embiid is 100%, but clearly he is not. Tony is in Brooklyn. Tony Goma, man.
Hey, how you doing? Listen.
I'm good, Tony. What you got?
The Knicks in five.
I'm going straight to it. Whoa.
They're going to win two in Madison Square Garden.
Uh-huh.
Philly's going to get lucky and get one in Philly. We're going to take the next one, come back home, get it in five.
All right, so you're almost closer to a sweep than a deep series. All right, Tony, Tony is in Brooklyn. He is on the record. Thanks for the phone call. I'm guessing we're probably never going to hear from Tony again. But look, from his lips to God's ear, I hope it is a quick series. I'd love to see the Knicks just romp in this series and move on. Lang is in Connecticut. Lang, what's going on, my man?
All right, so this is not for shock value. This has been very strategic. I put a lot of thought into it. Tibbs has these guys laser-focused, okay? These guys are not playing around. They're paying attention to every single small piece of detail, and they've been playing hard all season. You can't flip it on like a light switch in basketball. You need to do it every day. You got to build on it. It's cumulative. I'm taking the Knicks in four. Take the sweeps out. I'll call back, too.
All right, there's Lang. Lang is in Connecticut. We will probably never hear from Lang ever again. 1-800-919-ESPN is the telephone number. 1-800-919-3776. So we've got Knicks in six. We've got Knicks in five. We've got Knicks sweep. By 3 o'clock, I want at least one Knick fan to be so into his fever dream that they pick the Knicks in three and that the Sixers just refuse to show up for game four. Until we get to that, until I've driven people to that, we have not succeeded in our mission.